This book includes content that may be distressing to readers, including violent or dangerous behaviour, and abusive or discriminatory treatment of individuals, groups, religions, or communities. Chapter 1. A School for Tom. One cold, wet February afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Tulliver were talking beside a bright fire at Dorlcote Mill. The mill was on the beautiful green banks of the River Floss, which ran down to the village of St. Ogg's. "I want Tom to be well educated. He needs a good education," Mr. Tulliver was saying. "That's why I'm taking him out of his school. His 2 years there have been fine, but I don't want him to be a farmer or a miller like me. I want Tom to be cleverer than me. I want him to talk and write nicely. I want him to help me with these lawsuits. I don't want him to be a lawyer. No, not one of those rascals. But I want him to be in a business where he can make a lot of money." Mr. Tulliver was talking to his wife, a pretty blonde woman of nearly 40 years.
"You know best, Mr. Tulliver," she said. "But shall I kill a couple of chickens and invite the aunts and uncles here to talk about it? I want to see what they think."
"You can kill as many chickens as you like, Bessie, but I shall ask neither aunt nor uncle what to do with my own son. I don't care what they think," said Mr. Tulliver.
"Dear me, Mr. Tulliver," said Mrs. Tulliver. "How can you talk like that? My children are lucky to have their aunts and uncles around them. If Tom is going to a new school, I'd like it to be one where I can take his clothes and wash them at home."
"We might not find a school near enough for that," said Mr. Tulliver. "And if we don't, I don't want you to complain about sending Tom there. I know you, Bessie. You find the smallest problems and then you can't see past them. You didn't want me to use a good carriage driver because he had a strange face."
"Dear me," cried Mrs. Tulliver again in surprise. "I have never complained about a carriage driver with a strange face."
"Never mind, Bessie," said Mr. Tulliver. "Talking like this can be confusing work. I just mean that it is a difficult thing to know which school to pick."
Mr. Tulliver was quiet for a moment. Then he said,
"I know what I'll do. I'll talk to Mr. Riley about it. He's coming here tomorrow to talk about the lawsuit."
"I've got the best bed ready for him, Mr. Tulliver," said Mrs. Tulliver.
But Mr. Tulliver was not listening. He was looking closely at his thick socks, thinking about Tom's school and the lawsuit. The lawsuit was against a man called Mr. Pivart, who lived up the river from the mill. He was taking water from the river to use on his farm. This changed the way that the mill was working, and Mr. Tulliver was not happy about it.
"Yes, I think that's the right thing to do, Bessie," he continued. "Riley is the sort of man who will know a good school. I shall have time to ask him tomorrow night, after we've talked about the lawsuit.
I want Tom to be a man like Riley. He knows a lot of big words that don't mean much to me, and he knows about business too.
But something I'm afraid of, Bessie, is that Tom hasn't got the right brain for business. He can be a little slow. He got his brain from your side of the family.
Yes, you're right there, Mr. Tulliver, agreed Mrs. Tulliver.
It's a difficult thing that our boy is like his mother's side of the family and our girl is like mine, said Mr. Tulliver. Maggie is twice as clever as Tom. Too clever for a woman.
She is, said Mrs. Tulliver. I don't know where she is now, and it's almost dinner time.
She turned and looked outside the window.
Ah, there she is, playing up and down beside the water like a wild thing. Oh, she'll fall in there one day.
Mrs. Tulliver got up from her chair and knocked loudly on the window. She shook her head and waved at Maggie before sitting back down.
I don't know why her hair looks so untidy, she said.
Cut it off! Cut it short!
Cried Mr. Tulliver quickly.
How can you talk like that, Mr. Tulliver? She's 9 years old. She can't have her hair short, said Mrs. Tulliver as the small girl entered the room.
Maggie took off her hat, and dark and heavy hair fell around her face. She threw her head back to get her hair out of her black eyes.
Dear me, Maggie, cried Mrs. Tulliver. Don't throw your hat down there. Take it upstairs. Then tidy your hair and change your clothes.
After dinner the next evening, Mr. Tulliver found the right moment to ask Mr. Riley his important question.
There's an idea that I have in my head, began Mr. Tulliver in a low voice. It's about my boy, Tom.
At the sound of her brother's name, Maggie, who was sitting by the fire with a large book open in front of her, shook her heavy hair back from her ears. Not many things could stop Maggie from reading a book, but when she heard Tom's name, she always listened very hard. Mr. Tulliver explained that he wanted to put Tom in a new school, and he wanted Mr. Riley's advice on where that might be.
You see, I don't want him to be a miller or a farmer, Mr. Tulliver said. I shall give him an education and find a different business for him, so he doesn't push me out of mine.
When she heard this, Maggie jumped from her chair. She forgot all about her heavy book, which landed loudly by the fire. She went to her father's knees and cried,
Father, Tom is not like that.
Mr. Tulliver laughed and looked at Maggie warmly.
She understands everything, this girl.
Mr. Riley picked up Maggie's book and looked through the pages.
Can you tell me something about this book? He said to Maggie. What's this picture?
It's a horrible picture, isn't it? But I just have to look at it. That woman in the water is a witch, Maggie said.
Mr. Tulliver listened happily while his little girl told Mr. Riley the story of the witch. After a while, Mr. Riley said,
That's the History of the Devil by Daniel Defoe. That's not the right book for a little girl. Have you not got any prettier books?
Oh, yes, said Maggie. But I like looking at the pictures in this one and making stories about them in my head.
Mr. Tulliver started to feel uncomfortable.
Shut the book now, Maggie.
Maggie closed it and went into a dark corner behind her father's chair while the two men talked about Tom's new school. Mr. Riley gave Mr. Tulliver the name of a well-educated tutor named Mr. Stelling.
"Father," said Maggie,
who was suddenly at her father's arm again,
"is Tom's new school very far away?"
"I don't know, my girl," said Mr. Tulliver kindly. "Ask Mr. Riley. He knows."
Maggie came round quickly to Mr. Riley and said,
"How far is it, please, sir?"
"It's a long way away. Too far for you," said Mr. Riley, who did not want to talk to a naughty child.
"You're wrong," cried Maggie.
She began to hate Mr. Riley. He seemed to think that she was stupid and not good enough to talk to.
"Sit down and be quiet, Maggie," said her mother,
coming into the room.
"But is the school too far for me to send Tom's washed clothes to, Mr. Riley?"
"It's only about 15 miles away," said Mr. Riley.
"That's too far," cried Mrs. Tulliver.